This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A bill is advancing in the Dáil that would mark January 1 as the day Ireland can begin forcing Catholic hospitals and all health workers to accept abortion, rejecting any modifying amendments the lower chamber passed the legislation imposing free first trimester abortions Thursday. Dr. Michael New rejects the myth peddled by the abortion industry that more contraception is behind declining abortion numbers. New's bottom line is that simply a higher percentage of unintended pregnancies are being carried to term. More details are at lifenews.com. Canada has reversed its denial of summer jobs funds to churches and other groups who disagree with abortion. Public backlash shows Canadians capable of reversing such compulsion. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
A pair of socks may soon become an icon opposing the eugenic elimination of Down syndrome. President George H.W. Bush apparently wore a pair of crazy socks to his wife's funeral 8 months ago, and this week to his own funeral. Created because a Down syndrome man, John Lee Cronin, enjoyed crazy sock patterns, buying and wearing crazy socks may be the best statement we can make that Down syndrome folks are part of the fabric of society. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.